You're listening to the Pillaging Podcast, proud member of the Crow's Nest Podcast Network, companion podcast to PJ4F.com, the number one podcast in Raider Nation. Tune in every week wherever podcasts are found. Call in to leave a message to be played on air at 408-909-PJFF. This episode brought to you by One Nation Fanware. Check them out at OneNationFanware.com. It's time to pillage another podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Stapler. Bobby, Che, what are you sipping on tonight?
Oh, man, let's crack them.
That sounds delicious.
Hey.
Double crack?
Like Double crack. Dragon, bro. Double Dragon. Coming at you, Billy and what's the other guy?
Ted.
Billy and Ted, hey, that's a shout out to Keanu Reeves and what's his face? Yo, this is at Hen House. Your boy Bobby, the official sponsor of today's segment.
Salud.
Yes, salud. Salud, my brother. Aha, little click. This is a Mendoza Line Double IPA. Let me get that on the camera, man. Let me see, where am I at? There it is right there. Mendoza Line by Hen House, one of our newest and most favoritest breweries. You know, we came across this one not that long ago, and they haven't let us down once, man. So let me go ahead and give it a taste and see what it tastes like.
And they're from Santa Rosa, too. So mm-hmm. it's a nearby brewery and whatnot.
Santa Rosa got good taste up there. That whole area, good food, good drink.
Oh, yeah, man. That's nice.
And remember, Raiders used to have their training facilities up there.
Giant. So this it's got that nice piney taste. It's a little bit of a pineapple flavor also, I would say. But it's got that Simcoe and that Pacific Jade hops in there. And this bad boy's coming in at 8% on the ABV. This is juicy, man. This tastes almost like a hazy, man. And it's not a hazy, it's just a double IPA.
It looks hazy.
But it's hazy as a mug.
Yeah.
And I'm liking it, man. I have yet to have a Hen House beer that I don't like, man.
Those look good, man.
They're delicious, man. They're legit.
They're sour.
I recommend, man. You see a Hen House beer, doesn't matter what it is. It might even be weird. I had one that was like a oyster brew. And, you know, if you saw the can and you read that, you'd probably be like, yo, I don't know about that. That sounds a little crazy. But it was legit. And everyone that I've had since has been legit. So go out there, cop some Hen House brews. And Hen House, we got sponsorships available. We got sponsorship openings, man.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Send a t-shirt or something.
Let us know, you know, man. What I mean?
Wait, do us a favor. Follow us on Twitter at Pillaging Pod. Follow us on Instagram as well. And if you're with us right now, go ahead and smash that like button, subscribe, yeah, and click that bell so you know when we go live. Seen a lot of new faces every week, so I'm glad. Hopefully the earlier start time is doing well for you guys. Always welcome new folks in the chat. If you listen to the podcast and you like the show, it's great. Jump on the live show, jump in the chat. There's a whole community of pillagers out there that you need to reach out and touch someone.
Hey, smash that like button if you've already crushed 10 chelas today.
Hey.
Ooh. Smash that like button.
Smash that like button if you're drinking your tears right now. You know?
Smash that like button if you cursed everybody on the Raiders squad.
If you like what we're doing, you can donate to the show at paypal.me/PJ4F. If you're in the YouTube chat, go ahead and hit that cash button right now and donate in the super chat. We will read your comment on air. We might read your comment anyways, but hey, send us some money while you're at it and while you're good and liquored up.
Hey.
We're stockpiling cash right now. That's what we've been doing. We've been saving our money. We're coming at you with a brand new studio and new production stuff. Probably at this time, looking at the end of the season, maybe playoff time, we got some renovations coming up at the after the new year. So if you're wondering where your money's going, it's sitting right there. We're stockpiling right now, and you're gonna see some renovations to the show, as we always do. Got some other things cooking as well. Tonight's show, we're going to go over Raider news from the week in our quick hit segment. Most of y'all know what that is already. Week 7 post-game breakdown. Yes, as much as we don't want to, we have to. And wish there was a silver lining this week. Got a lot to say about it, though. Of course, your phone calls and much more tonight. So joining me to my left and my further left, Bobby Wasabi and Che. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man. You know what? We're staying alive over here. Okay? We're staying alive over here. Today was not what we wanted to see on the field. It was a whole lot of, I would say, mental mistakes on and off the field, right? And so So yeah, it left a bad taste in our mouth for sure, especially with the end score, right? That's not always a good look.
Yep.
To have that kind of final numbers on the scoreboard, but look, there's a lot of things that can be improved, and I assume that they will be improved for the following week, because like I said, there was a lot of mental mistakes on and off the field this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this shit together, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, those flags never really help at all. And that's just a bunch of BS. Yeah, sorry, Brandon Porker. I have no love for you at all.
Brandon Porker took a taco for a loss tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Porky's. Porky's 2. No, there's already a Porky's 2. Porky's 3, studying Brandon Porker.
Let's jump into it. Let's hit him with that quick hit segment,
Trey, hey,
if you will. Abram ruled out due to proximity to Trent Brown during a shopping trip where they were out copping some shoes. We leading off that story because Abram and Trent Brown's absence this week, probably the biggest impact in the game.
Yeah.
We're going to detail that more as we get into the game breakdown, but that's my thoughts on it. Those two players being out changes the entire game plan before we set foot on the field. Again, more on that later, but had to state that. You guys already know that, but hey, got to frame this somehow. Quick hits.
Facts are facts, man.
Raiders face a stiffer fine than the Titans, up to and including the loss of draft picks due to COVID-19 violations. Let's just kind of quickly recap what's going on. You've had several players test positive right now, or at least hit the COVID list, including Maurice Hurst, and most notably Trent Brown. The entire offensive line set home this week as sort of preliminary cautions. You had unauthorized person in the locker room several weeks ago, something that I think was probably just a gaffe, just like an honest mistake. They're getting dinged for that. You had John Gruden getting dinged for face mask violations on the sideline. And, of course, the Trent Brown situation. And I think unauthorized practice as well. So, oh, no, that was the Titans. My bad. The charity fundraiser. That's what it was.
There you go.
Yep.
So, you know, I mentioned all those things. And then you had the Tennessee Titans that had 16 or more players and staff test positive. They had two games postponed in a row. They could not get healthy. They had the unauthorized practice. Yet, looking at the Raider side, I want to ask you guys the questions here in the quick hit segment. Do you feel, because I personally don't, do you feel that this is a little too strict considering the severity of what the Raiders have done or gone through versus what the Tennessee Titans put themselves and their opponents in the entire league through over the last 3 weeks? Does this seem unfair to you guys?
I mean, I think as Raider fans, we're going to feel that. We're going to feel that way. But listen, man, we can't compare ourselves to other teams in this league because we already know we never get the same shake as other teams anyway. So why would you assume that you're going to be treated equally, man? The Raiders have a history of always having the odds against them. So that goes from the teams that we're playing against to the refs that we're playing against to the league that we're playing against. Like everything that can be held against us will be held against us, bro. Okay, so I just look at the team and I say, look, you already know to expect this. You shouldn't expect a fair shake. So why are you doing dumb shit? Like, don't put yourself in a situation where, you know, now your team is hurt by your decisions and your choices, man. You guys just got to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy. Obviously, we all make mistakes, man. I mean, nobody here is perfect. Far from it. But you get paid millions of dollars to play this game. You got to do what's right for your teammates, man. If you're not doing what's right for your teammates and you hurt them in the end, mm-hmm. you have no one to blame but yourself, man.
Yeah.
Don't give them an excuse. Like you said, you know, we're always battling the zebras, man. It's either this and that. If it looks like we're going to flinch, you know, we're going to get called for it. There was a time today where I was surprised that we didn't get a flag.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we always get dinged on all this stuff. So mm-hmm. Why even try to give anybody an excuse to try to, you know, ding you for anything like that as well? You know, don't even try it.
It just seems a bit harsh to me, given that the Raiders haven't given the league any reason to postpone a game.
It's true.
In fact, today, I thought it was odd, considering everything that was going on, that instead of getting our game postponed and giving us a shot to get healthy and have an even matchup, they moved the game up to an earlier time.
Right.
with the only notion being ratings and wanting to have a primetime game.
Yeah.
I don't know because, you know, I follow the rest of the league, but the COVID stuff maybe not as closely. I don't know that anyone's been moved up, flexed earlier. To me, that just didn't make any sense either. So no. I'm pissed off about it, but I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm already down today's game. Again, we're going to get to that. Somebody in the chat talking about how we're acting goofy and just upbeat about after the game. Bro, we haven't even gotten into it yet, so settle in. I mean, you're here for it, so we're going to get to it, bro. Trust me, this ain't no silver lining, like grass is greener episode, bro, because we saw some problems today. So let's go into it. Quick hits.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mario Henderson, who passed away this week at the young age, I believe 35 years old. Cause of death still unknown. That's just way too young, man. That's way too young. So rest in peace, Mario Henderson. Moment of silence, Raider Nation. Pray for the family. Yeah, Mario, man, you will be missed. Going to be looking into that, following up on that, finding out what the cause of death was. Just way too young. Way too young. But let's keep it moving forward. Quick hits. Raiders offensive line held out of practice all week due to the Trent Brown situation. Gruden reportedly pissed off that the dang game didn't get postponed till Monday or Tuesday. And that's it. I'm just going to read the headline. We've already talked about it. You heard our thoughts on it. It to me, makes no sense. Makes no sense at all.
Nope.
Lastly, quick hits. Michael Bush stopped by DEA agents this week. Did you guys see that story?
You know what? I did not see that story, man.
Yeah, I don't want to get too political, but Bush was out there walking his dog, taking a walk. He got rolled up on by some DEA agents and saying, you know, he fit a description. They talked to him. And he said the only thing in his mind is do everything you need to do to get back home. So he complied.
Right.
And it was a mistaken identity. They let him go. But close call for Michael Bush. Especially, you know, in America, the way things are, again, not going to get too political, but played it smooth, played it safe. And, hey, Michael Bush, one of the greater Raider running backs during a dark time. I will say that.
Right. One of the positives, let's say. One of the positives during a dark time.
Yeah. And don't – I already see the pillagers going to twist my words. Can you say Michael Bush one of the greatest Raider running backs of all time? No, that is, you know, that's a designation reserved for Chris the Third,
right,
Mr. Golden Jacket, so
right,
but yeah, no, he was a positive during a dark time. I think we were rooting for Michael Bush. You know, that was one of the few things we were rooting for. Was it Michael Bush and Darren McFadden combo? Was that right or no? I'm wrong there, huh?
Bush, I think McFadden? for a portion of time,
yeah,
right?
For a portion,
yeah,
of time,
for a yeah. portion of the time, it yeah. was.
So, we'll give you like kind of a real brief injury update right now. not a whole lot to report here, but. As you guys know, Abram and Brown still out for the game. Richie Incognito still battling back. Do we have an update on Incognito? Does anybody have any updates on that?
I don't, man. I've been hoping and praying that something comes out about him coming back, when he's going to be okay. But
yeah,
I mean, what we know is that injury didn't look so good, right? Like, I mean, when he went out, it was like it wasn't even a question, right? Like, it was immediate. Like, he's out for the game. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
And he was like barely just helped off the sideline. So, man, we hope that we get some of these linemen back, because this team is different when the whole starting line is out there on the field together, man.
Yeah.
And this game would be different if we had a complete offensive line, man.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs would have a lot more open lanes.
Oh, man. We're going to get into that. Right? Yeah. Like Kenny said. But this is a completely different team when you got all the hogs ready to roll and rumble, right? So I hope Incognito is making some progress on that injury, man.
Have to, because last injury update, Sam Young left the game with a foot leg injury, got rolled up on, was testing out on the sideline, did not look good. That was a straw that broke the camel's back. If you guys have been watching the Raiders all season, you know we run almost exclusively to that right side of the line. And with Brown out and then Sam Young out, I mean, we had to bring in Brandon Porker, as Bobby said, and you know how we feel about Parker. So enough said on that. I'd like to see this team get healthy next week. We just had the bye, and to come in with this COVID stuff, and then Sam Young, who did a respectable job in there. He's Sam Young. He's not perfect, but you know, I believe that's also your backup center as well, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, injury update. Raiders decimated this week on the offensive line. Pretty tough pill to swallow, guys. I mean, trying to move forward here. Bright spot is you got Ruggs back on the field. Still no update on Bryan Edwards. We're going to move forward, though. Next man up. I mean, that's all it can be. So let's get into some let's call Kane. I think we need a break.
There you go.
We're going to take an early break here. We got all that stuff out of the way. And it's time to talk about today. That's right. You know, take the blinders off. Take all the Instagram filters off. It's about to get raw. It's about to get real raw in here.
Ooh, baby, I like it. No.
Yeah, that's way too cheerful.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to take a short break, just enough to call this dude, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.
Yep, peace.
And we're back just as quick as promised. And on the line, we got Raider Kane. Kane, how you living, brother?
I'm all right, brother. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, disappointing loss for Raider Nation today. So we thought we'd give you a call and just rip off the gym hat, go in raw, hit this hard, talk about what needs to be talked about, pull no punches. It is what it is. There's no silver lining this week, Kane. There's no silver lining this week. Right?
Oh, man, hey, listen, man. Trent Brown done fucked up this week, man. You know what I'm saying? This week, we going to blame this whole game on Trent Brown. At least I am.
Should I just back it up right now? Back it up right now. Trent Brown going in that big garbage truck, the big Reggie Nelson Incorporated garbage truck. That's right. The Reggie Nelson trash can player of the week this week is Trent Brown. You get no arguments from me. Let's talk about that, Kane. Let's talk about why that is, the ramifications of that, the whole ripple effects, everything around that. Everything around this dude has been real up and down this year. I'm going to let you speak. I'm just want
to
say.
And now it's going to come to affect the whole team. And, you know, I was thinking about this. All your bullshit you've been doing the whole year, you have now affected the whole fucking team. You know what I'm saying? You have now affected the whole fucking team with your bullshit. Okay, the missing the games, the calf injuries, the not, you know, being ready for the season, the being overweight, coming into training camp, whatever the fucking case may be. All this was your own personal agenda. You know, now it has grown. It has actually, like a cancer, it has spread to the other team. You got COVID. You don't wear a fucking mask when you're supposed to. You're not wearing your device. You know what I'm saying? Then you have affected the whole offensive line. You know what I'm saying? Can't practice now. And then you fuck with the defense side of the ball too with your bullshit. So all this shit, this whole week or last since the bye is on Trent Brown. At first I was like, let's pray for Trent Brown. You know, and I said this on Twitter, so I got to say this because I did in the beginning. I said, let's pray for Trent Brown and hope he get to a speedy recovery. But after I read the articles and said you didn't wear your device, you know, you didn't wear a mask, and then now you done infected the whole team as a whole, this whole game, Trent Brown, you know, it's got an asterisk by it. And we can just say that asterisk is Trent Brown.
So here's the frustrating thing about Trent Brown. Not only is he getting paid an ungodly amount of money, but what's frustrating is when Trent's on the field, he's doing a damn good job.
Yeah.
You cannot complain about the play of Trent
Absolutely,
Brown.
Absolutely, bro. We need him.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. We are a better team with Trent Brown. You cannot deny that. Yes or no question. Are we better with Trent Brown? Absolutely.
Yes.
We are better with Trent Brown.
And like you said, the ramifications on the defense, then you have Abram out. So just to kind of look at the stats and how this pans out, Josh Jacobs runs the ball 10 times today, 10 times. I know the Tampa Bay Bucks, number one ranked rushing defense, but I also know John Gruden stares at that number and says, bring it. Yep. You know, we're running Josh Jacobs 25 times of Trent Brown in this game. We're running the ball off the right side, off of the Gabe Jackson, Trent Brown highway, like you said when I talked to you earlier on the phone. I like that. That's what we're doing. Trent Brown's not in the game, 10 rushes for Josh Jacobs. You know, just a pathetic amount of rushing yards. And then Abram, we blitz way more when Abram is on the field.
Yep.
Abram's not there today. Gronkowski has a field day. There's no punishment in the backfield. There's no threat over the middle. The middle of the field was wide open today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wide open.
Like Chandonnay Tucker in the 11th grade.
Trent Brown. And you know what? The money says it. The money says that we are missing a guy that's paid. And, you know, he's going to make 20, whether he doesn't play this year or not, he's going to get 20-something million dollars at the end of the, you know, he's guaranteed, like, the rest of his money is guaranteed this year. If we cut him, we won't even have a cap hit next year. Maybe what? I think not even 7 million. Somebody said 7 million, but I think he gets his whole pay this year.
Mm.
So it's just like, you know, this whole show need to be on Trent Brown. This dude fucked up. Like, for real, you done fucked us out of a game. We 45-20, we got our ass handed to us. Mm. We couldn't run the ball. Mm. The everything that says we need Trent Brown is why we lost the fucking game, bro.
Yep.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And not to mention the defense is like Miss Butterworth, but that we've been like that. But if we had Trent Brown, we would have been able to stand in the pocket a little bit longer, get some runs up the right, up that highway, Jackson and Brown highway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we would have been able to do everything that we did in Kansas City. Yep. You can see why we need Trent Brown. Mm-hmm. And you can see why John Gruden will let this dude be a clown. Until he gets his head right.
What's your take on this whole thing that Trent Brown is talking about him playing victim? I'm not sure if you've seen those tweets, man, but he's over here talking about like all of a sudden family ain't family no more and this and that is. Personally, I'm pretty pissed off at him.
I didn't see that, Bobby. What, really?
Yeah. He's over here talking about how family isn't family anymore and blah blah blah. I was like, bro. Family calls you out when you're fucking up.
Hell yeah, man. You come on over to a Mexican family and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Look, Trent Brown.
Come on over to a black family. You can't deal with that shit in a black family. There's no filter. Shit. In a black family, there's no filter, but we love you.
I think, you know what I'm saying?
But you fucking up, bro.
Look, Trent.
That's why I'm
Trent,
sitting over here talking shit right now. You the whole reason we lost the motherfucking game. I wish I would have saw that on Twitter.
Message to Trent Brown. If you're not going to hold yourself accountable,
right,
the Raider Nation will do that for you.
Yeah, boy.
Coming into camp, overweight, wrapping your calf in fruit by the foot. That ain't it, bro. I hope those shoes you bought have calf support. I hope you got yourself some nice Skechers. You know, the ones that make your butt
Bobby
real
got,
fat.
Bobby got some, man. He'll let you know.
Got them Howie Longs.
He'll let you know about them Howie Longs, bro.
You got them Cosmo Kramer sneakers on, bro.
Come on, man. Shit.
Yeah. So Trent Brown, man. Trent Brown, man. You're public enemy number one. Public enemy number one.
Hey, but and you know what? Listen, you're public enemy number one because you fucked this game up for us, bro. You did. You fucked this game up for us real big time. You can make it all up by showing up and fucking playing and getting us back in the win column, bro. For the remainder of the year. That's how you make it up. That's how you fix all the hurt feelings you have and you know, feeling like, oh, family ain't family again. No. We don't like to lose, motherfucker. Like, do you like to lose? No. I'm sure you don't like to lose. We don't like to lose either. And we got no say in the game except for supporting our team. So when we're out here supporting our team and our team lets us down like you did by doing some dumb shit, then yeah, bro, we're going to be fucking mad. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we hate you? No. We fucking love when you're on the field and you play.
Well, that's why we fucking pissed off. That's what I'm saying. Bro, you fucked up. We're mad at you because we need you.
Yep.
If we didn't need you, then fuck you.
Yeah.
We'd just be like, fuck it, next man up.
Yeah.
Next man up doesn't really count when it comes to 6'7", 400-pound right tackle that can make a highway on his own, bro.
Right.
Like, we need you, for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even like that. Like, the love is there, bro. But get your shit together, though, player.
This
is you fucking us up right now. You done fucked up the whole motherfucking team.
That's right.
Today.
And Jonathan Abram, you know better. Jonathan Abram, you know better. Abram knows better than to be doing that, standing outside the shoe store asking Trent Brown, is it pronounced calf or is it pronounced calf? these are the types of conversations these dudes are having, bro. Abram, you know better, man. You are a football dude, man. You are a captain on this football team, Abram. Is it pronounced Abram or is it pronounced Abram? That's what I want to know. Abram knows better. Trent Brown, you've been fucking up. It's time to get your shit together. This team is now 3-3. We're about to hit the Cleveland Browns. This is a winnable football game. And after that, we rip off three divisional games in a row. We play the Chargers. We play the Broncos. We play the Chiefs again. We got to win these next four games. We got to go up 7-3. The whole season looks different. We can run these next four games. If you run three out of these four games, you're looking pretty good. You're looking pretty good at that point. 6-4, looking pretty good.
Listen.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We forgot to touch one thing. I knew he was doing a show, but I was watching some TV and forgot that I didn't get on the line, so I didn't hear the beginning of the show. So I don't know if y'all talked about the reason why we losing a draft pick and all that shit. So if I'm stepping out of off character, you know what I'm saying?
No,
we are right now.
But we touched on it. We touched on it. We
that because that's got something to do with also Trent Brown. That's Trent Brown is also the cause of that as well, so I kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit if y'all hadn't already touched on it.
Now, Kenny touched on it. He mentioned, you know, the harshness of the NFL come down on the Raiders in terms of their mistakes during this COVID period, right? And obviously, Trent Brown is part of that, man. You know, like, this is another reason why the NFL is getting on our case. And yes, it's almost like the final straw, right? Like, the NFL is taking that as like, okay, the Raiders just keep fucking up about this COVID shit, so we're going to go ahead and be real, real hard on them. We're making an example of them because, you know, we love to make an example of the Raiders. So let's make an example of these guys and take a pick from them.
That's my point. It's like, out of all the teams, here with the buck stops at the Raiders. It's like,
always.
Oh, God,
it always does, bro.
But yeah, I feel you, Che. You know, yeah. But
you know,
all right, so y'all touched on it already. Okay, well, I just want to real quick. I want to say, fuck the NFL and fuck y'all's policies and all y'all bullshit.
Yep.
Because you're not treating us fair. You gave the Titans a fair shot at getting a feeling a team. You gave the Patriots a fair shot at fielding a team.
Yep.
And you made us play earlier than we was set to play.
Yep.
And you could have put us on a Monday schedule. So fuck you, Roger Goodell, and the NFL. Now we can move on to the next topic if y'all ready. I just wanted to say that.
And you had a point too. I didn't verify it, but you had a point earlier when I spoke that if we play this game on Monday, Abram is a go.
Yep.
And we get him back as well. So, you know, and all the fines and the picks, it's all rumor mill right now. But when it comes to the Raiders, it seems to be where there's smoke, there's fire. So get ready for some bad news to come out tomorrow or Tuesday. I'm going to be real hot. I'm going to be real hot because as many of the violations as we had, the severity of which doesn't even hold a candle to the Titans. We did not affect the NFL schedule at all. No other team was hurt by this.
Right.
Tuesday night football.
They got a Tuesday night
football. What the hell is that?
They created some bullshit for them.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And you know, Titans, they're a darling team. and the Titans were undefeated up until today. So, you know, you can just see, you can see it. Please, someone explain to me that if I'm sick, you know, my classmate's sick, gets a one-day extension on their paper. I'm sick, and my professor's like, yeah, if you can go ahead and turn that in 24 hours earlier, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I don't understand it, but I don't understand it.
Yeah. Are you sick?
Good point.
Your deadline's
point,
today,
bro.
Yeah. Your deadline's today.
God damn. Yeah.
Oh, you're sick? Well, in that case, if you come in a couple hours earlier, that'd be great.
Oh, you're sick? Right. Your paper's extended. You got 10 more pages to write. You got 10 more pages to add to that paper.
You know what I'm saying? So Kane, I know it's hard to do, but we got to pick MVP as well in this game. I got my guy. This is all about you, though. I want to hear what you got.
Hey, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
My guy's a shocker.
Oh, my goodness. MVP. Darren Waller.
All right.
Okay.
That's nice. Fair.
Hey, man.
Darren Waller. I had his damn numbers in front of me. I don't want to hold up the show. Darren Waller's numbers was great today.
I got it right here. I got it right here.
Like picked as my MVP.
I got it right here. Today. Six Darren catches, Waller. Six catches, 50 yards, one touchdown. I was gonna shock you guys. My MVP was Derek Carr. You know, run the ball significantly less. Derek Carr was asked to put the ball in the air 36 times. Thought he did a decent job. There were some mistakes there, but a lot of pressure on his shoulders. Again, showed some mobility, got out of the pocket, converted third downs. Yep.
I like that.
You know,
I like that.
Looking downfield.
But Derek Carr was forced into being a Derek Carr that Derek Carr is not the Derek Carr.
Yeah.
You know, so we saw today, we actually saw like what everybody's been asking as like fans, like, oh, we want to see a mobile Derek Carr. We want to see more throws. We want to see more of this. Yeah. It doesn't work when you don't have a running game. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work, obviously, apparently, without Trent Brown. So Derek Carr had a great game today. So, yes, I agree with you, bro. Yeah, he had a great game today.
Shout out to Jay Cali Raider.
Shout out to Jay Cali.
Thanks for the $2.99 donation in the Super Chat. He says, our running game needs Incognito back. Our whole game needs Incognito back. I mean, we need this whole line back. We get that line back, and we're making a run. You know, but again, like I said, you got the Browns who, you know, there's talent there. They're maybe starting to get together, but I think the Browns still got some identity crisis. I think they're a team that could be taken advantage of. But then you got the Chargers. The Chargers are slowly getting better every week while you're not looking. Herbert is every bit of the player that Kane and I told you he was, even though you didn't believe us. The kid's a baller. He knows how to put the team on his back.
Yeah.
It's not always pretty. The Broncos, again, there's some talent there, but they stink. We're going to beat the Broncos. And the Chiefs are going to come back with a chip on their shoulder. Andy Reid is not going to lose the same way twice. That's guaranteed. But we get him in our house. But three divisional games in a row, that's a gauntlet right there. Plus the Browns, a team that's, you know, up and down week to week. You don't know who you're going to get. You know,
I think they might have lost OBJ.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they won.
No, he said
they might have lost OBJ, bro. OBJ. Yeah. They lost OBJ today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's done. He's done. And possibly for the year. And definitely for next week.
Yeah.
But possibly for the year.
Yep. So, you know, Raiders run the ball 20 times total today for a 2-yard average. Garbage. Thank you, Trent Brown. again, 36 pass attempts from Derek Carr. Only two trips to the red zone. 4 of 11 on third down. We only had 12 first downs total. Tampa Bay, we gave up 22 first downs today. 22 first downs.
Yeah.
Secondary gave up 33 completions on 45 attempts. Tom Brady putting on a clinic out there today. 0 sacks for the Raiders. 1 quarterback hit. Shout out to Mo Hurts.
Mo Hurts.
Derek Carr sacked 3 times.
Fuck yeah.
Only bright spot was the run, D.
Motherfucking hurt.
85 yards and 25 carries.
You know
carries.
What? Let's give a motherfucking round of applause to Trent Brown. I wish we had a round of applause button to push. And just give him a round of applause. Your cancer has spread to 53 other men on the roster. Trent Brown, congratulations, bro. You are the absolute trash can player of week 7 of the NFL in 2020, and you, not just with the Raiders, you are the trash can player of 32 teams in the NFL. You have just proven to the NFL that COVID can make a team lose. Thank you, Trent Brown. Let's give you a round of applause because you deserve it. Now get your shit together, motherfucker, and let's go on to the rest of the goddamn season because we need you. And without you, we are not a good running team.
Nope.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Yep.
Hey, make up for it, man. Like I said, come back, make up for it, man.
You know, tomorrow's Monday, Kane. It's another day. We start looking forward to the Cleveland Browns. Not going to break this game down, but I mean, what do you think? This team got some bounce back in them? This Raider team got some bounce back in them?
Say what?
I said, we're not going to break down this upcoming Browns game tonight. We're not going to do that tonight. We're going to try to get back on air Thursday. But my question is, does this Raiders team have some bounce back in them?
Yeah, we can fucking win this game. You know what I'm saying? We can still beat the Browns easily. You know what I'm saying? We are a better team than the Browns. The Browns have beaten the Colts, which is a good team, but the other team they beat was the Washington football team, and then they beat the Jaguars? So, and then they won today against the Bengals. They beat the Bengals twice.
Right.
So they ain't done shit. I think we better than all the teams they beat. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We should be able to close our eyes and roll the football out on the field and beat the Browns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially without OBJ.
Hey, real.
You know what I'm saying? So
real quick in the chat, Steve N. is making the point that Burrow threw for 400 yards on the Browns today. Mm. I think it was 400 plus, maybe. But, yeah, he had a field day with the Browns defense. So you will hope we come in healthy, we come ready to play, no mental mistakes off the field, that we put on some points on this Browns defense, man.
Okay.
They got Myles Garrett over there. He's having a good season. But outside of that, I mean, let's take advantage, man.
So yes, Burrow threw for 406, but he had 47 attempts today. Baker Mayfield, 28 attempts, 297 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And got the job done over there. So.
Yeah.
Carr's proven that he can fling it down the field. Aguilar's proven that he can run down the field. Yeah. We got Ruggs right there. We got speed. We got the old man Renfro. I mean, we got weapons to stretch that field, man. So it's possible for Carr to get those, you know, to rack up those yards, man.
We should have a full team. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut. We should have a full team next week. Arnett should be back. Everybody should be back. We should have Trent Brown back. Going forward, this team needs to. I hope the locker room tonight after the game, everybody look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is right here the turning point. This is like an aberration. We done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Look at what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? If somebody had, I hope some leader in the locker room said today, this was some bullshit.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't fucking lose 45-20 in your home goddamn stadium. Somebody needed to say something. Carry us off to next week. We got a full locker room. Trent Brown is back. We got Abram back.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Kane.
We're better than the Browns.
Pump the brakes. Next week. There's a possibility, and Mr. Galvan in the chat brings this up. It's a good point. There's a possibility Gabe Jackson gets suspended for a game or two.
Mm.
And without Gabe Jackson.
Oh, is that right? Who said that?
I'm just saying, ejected from the game. I guess allegedly he stepped on a lineman. That's what happened. I didn't see it on the film.
Stepped on his chest, supposedly.
Stepped on his chest. We'll see the cut-ups tomorrow on Twitter. I'm sure we will, if they're not already out there tonight. But, you know, there's a possibility we're without Gabe Jackson next week. I'm just saying.
Oh.
And shout out to Mary Jane. Diligent. Thanks for your donation of $19.99 in the chat. Yeah, so pump the brakes.
Oh, man. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, we need Damon Arnett
fuck
back,
2020.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a shit show.
But you know what? This team's got to win regardless, man. The talent's there. Shout out another guy that could have got MVP this week, Henry Ruggs. Really, I think, showing week to week that he is everything he was advertised to be. The guy's not a bust. He's everything he was advertised to be.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Saw him on the jet sweep today. Looked real shifty. Speed downfield.
Hey, man, anyone that's averaging 29 yards per catch, bro,
bruh,
come on. That's not a bust, man, bro. Right? It's not a bust. It just makes you say, get that motherfucker the ball some more. Get the ball to him some more, please.
Just look what's happening to that guy over
there. Tell you right, I expected to see him with the ball more. Yeah. I expected to see more out of,
You know who
I
else?
I expected to see more from Ruggs today than we actually did.
You know who else?
Aguilar, reinventing himself. Aguilar.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man.
Exactly.
I was tough on Aguilar when they signed him. I said he was just like a Ryan Grant type thing. They might just, you know, he's come along, man. This guy has made some plays. He's got, what, 6 touchdowns already? You know, 5 touchdowns already on the year.
Led the team today, 5 catches, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. Had a 44-yard reception.
Hey, real quick. I had this thought during the middle of the game. I was like, Nelson Aguilar is the new Michael Crabtree for Derek Carr.
Mm. Hmm.
How do you guys feel about that?
It's pretty damn accurate. I mean,
I'm feeling that.
In terms of his confidence in going to him, like,
not only that, but he comes to the team with the same reputation Michael Crabtree.
There you go.
Had.
There you go.
Oh, that's true.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Hey. Yeah. Nelson Aguilar, look, man, hey, a lot of people were downplaying you coming over to this squad. A lot of people were talking about your drops and all that kind of stuff. And you've been solid. You've been solid. I respect it, man. You came over here. You've built up a relationship with Derek Carr. He trusts you.
Yep.
I think at one point in after the first week or the second week, Derek Carr said, Nelson came over to me. He told me, just throw it up in the end zone and I'll go get it. That's what he did, right? So there's that trust, man. Like he feels like if I just put it up there in front of him, he's going to go out there and get it. And we saw that today. We saw that a couple times today.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the whole COVID
thing.
Yeah,
we did.
Working out. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were hanging out at the park or whatever, just, you know, practicing and whatnot. And that's that chemistry, man.
There you go.
I got some more comparisons to make. Eric Harris is a beefed up Stuart Swigert. Here's a hot one. Hunter Renfrow is everything you wanted Seth Roberts to be, but better.
Hey.
And he could be your substitute teacher.
Okay.
Do your taxes.
Hey, check this out. It was a couple of hits that he's made on Gronk that I wish that we had Abram. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were a couple of examples in the game where we like, ooh, if that was Abram, you would have been, they wouldn't have made that throw again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Literally, Abram has stopped the quarterback from making a certain throw.
And you know what, Kane?
I'm going to add to that,
because a lot of people were talking about the front four not getting enough pressure on Tom Brady. With an Abram out there, I think that the pressure does start to get there. Because you're concerned about that guy. You don't let go of some of those throws that Tom Brady was throwing out there against Eric Harris and your boy from
the King of Raquel.
Yeah, and Heath.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree with you, man. I agree. Abram changes this game plan. Kenny already said it earlier. Those were the two biggest missing pieces and what affected this game the most. Trent Brown and Abram being out, it affected both sides of the ball.
And that's fucked up. It's like, dude, you affected defense and the offense with your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You've been affecting the offense
just nonsense,
the whole
man.
Year now.
What were they copping? I want to know what they were copping, man.
Defense.
Like what were they copping? They had to be some like
told you,
they one were getting, of a kind Jordans. Some
they were getting them
Gucci,
they were getting
some Gucci shit.
They were getting
they
them Skechers Roundups,
store.
Bro.
They was in some Gucci shit. They was in some $1,700
them
Skechers
shape ups,
$2,500 shit.
They were
buying.
They're getting them new Howie Longs, bro.
I still don't understand why nobody just can't get their damn fucking shit over at Costco like I do, bro. Kirkland shoes, Kirkland pants. Hey.
Or, you know what? Gucci sells shit online. You want to buy some shit from Gucci, nigga?
Hey.
Shop that shit online. Hey. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know, really, you ain't got to be at the store during the football season, nigga, when you got a game on Sunday. Think about that shit. Cap Come shoes, on, now. Bro. I don't give a fuck how much money I got. You know what I'm saying? I'd just be guaranteed buying shit online. More hops, my Amazon, my door be piled up to the top of the high to the ceiling with Amazon boxes.
Hey, fucking trying to
go out to the motherfucking store. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Hey, hold on real quick, because Jay Cali just brought up the man he was on my mind and I wanted to drop it, but we were busy. We were deep in conversation right now. But he just brought up Joyner. He said, put Joyner back at safety. And I'm actually feeling like, nah, like I'm cool with Joyner. I'm feeling like put fucking Robertson in there and let the young man fucking learn the game and you just accept his mistakes, because fucking Joyner is doing the same thing on the field anyways, bro.
Season right there, though. But
no, it's not giving up on the season. I don't think so.
But Jay Cali's got another good point. When's Tanner Muse going to take the field?
Hey, clearly Tanner Muse is not,
can play strong safety.
But
Tanner Muse can play strong safety.
But have we seen him? Have we actually seen that he can play?
Yeah, we saw it on Clemson.
Man, that's so college. Cool.
We saw him play it on Clemson, so he can play the position.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
A lot of people trashing Gunther today too. And I just got to say to that is, you weren't trashing him 2 weeks ago. You know, there's some accountability there. Max Crosby and Cleveland Furrow got to get the job done, regardless of what the scheme call is. They're out there on the end. It's all about me versus you. They got to get in there and make plays. We've seen them do it. Quiet today. Silence today. Nothing from Max Crosby, nothing for Pharrell. I got to go back and watch the tape and see what they did, but they were completely neutralized today.
Hey, but you know what, though? Pharrell did at least what we expect him to do. He made some plays in the backfield early on in the beginning. Right in the beginning of the game, he got in there. He was shutting down the edge. And I think they just said, well, we're just going to go not in your direction anymore, bro. We're gonna go somewhere else. We'll make sure we'll hit the line in a different direction instead of going straight at you, bro, because you're a problem. I like what Farrell has done. He is not going to be a sack machine, okay? That is a given. But he handles his side of the defensive line, and if your coverage is good, and like we're saying, with Abram out, the coverage wasn't that great. We didn't have the help that we usually have. We don't have the hits coming from the safety position that we usually have that scares off fucking receivers, that scares off quarterbacks from throwing that ball because they're like, I don't want to get my guy killed, right? That affects the gameplay, man. It affects the gameplay. It makes that quarterback think an extra second. It makes him hold onto the ball an extra second. And all of a sudden, you're hit. You're hit in the backfield. That's all. That's the difference in the game, man.
Fuck COVID-19.
Fuck 2020.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get out of 2020. But you know what we're saying? Get out of 2020.
Y'all said that in 2019, and now we're here.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, shit don't get better, bro. We got to make it better. Kane, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for not holding back.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, bro. It's always good to talk to my brothers every week.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, man, go Raiders, and we'll get the Browns next week. Bobby, Che, love y'all, motherfuckers. Kenny,
we love you.
You know how it is, brother.
Yes, sir.
We love one love, hell baby.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I holla at y'all next week.
All right, my brother.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Peace.
All right,
take care, Kane.
Man.
Hey.
I need a shower after that, bro. That was perfect. We needed
a lot of fire right there, though.
Right?
Oh, man.
There's always a lot of fire.
Sweating around the campfire right now.
Shit.
Sweat lodge, bro.
Where's the marshmallows?
Sheesh.
I love that drop.
That's the name of this episode.
Ask Trent Brown where the marshmallows are.
You know, the other thing that pissed me off about Trent Brown is no dead money next year, right? It'll be interesting to see how they approach this because the play on the field is solid. But if we let him go, right tackles are at a premium in the NFL. I don't know who the free agents are, but the money that we should be spending to fill in the rest of this roster is going to go towards right tackle. Our draft pick's going to go towards right tackle.
Hey, man.
I have a theory. So everyone's talking about drop Trent Brown because, you know, he's failing in this and that, right? He's doing bad, obviously. My thing is that this guy's already getting paid.
Yeah.
He's sandbagging it on purpose so that he can get fired. Why? Look what happened with KO. Where did KO end up after the Jets?
Right.
He's with KC right now with like a bum leg or some shit like that.
Well, he's not even going to play. I don't even know if he's playing anymore. He got injured against us.
He blew out the ligaments in both knees.
Yes. So if they win another
vegan
trip,
knees.
Vegan knees. Vegan knees. I've had that before, dude. It's not that good, bro. It doesn't spread very well, bro. It's like cottage cheese. It's gross. But anywho, my thing is that, look, he's there. And if they win again, mm-hmm. they win another chip, he gets a ring. Mm. My thing is that Trent Brown is sandbagging it so that he can get paid. We can fire his ass. Mm. Then he'll take some bullshit deal, go over to KC, and ball out. Because yeah, that's what always fucking happens, dude.
Right.
As soon as they leave our camp, right. they go wherever the fuck else they do, and they just start balling out of control, dude.
We've seen it before.
So you know what? Mm-hmm. If his calf is hurting so bad, we're already stuck paying him, right? Throw his ass on IR, dude. Yeah. Don't let him play at all, dude. And it's like, fine, we ain't gonna play you then, dude. If you're gonna be that much of a fucking asshole,
lock him out of the break room. Remove the vending machines. Buy this dude some seltzer water,
dude. Just put a bunch of celery and carrots in the fucking.
Every time he puts in a request for fruit roll ups, bring him fruit.
Yeah,
and roll up, roll up, bro. Anyways, well, all right. Man. So let's take a break. Yes. I need to use the head. We all need to use the head. We keep an eye on this World Series.
Hey, real quick. Shout out Dodgers. That's it, man. They just finished the game right now. Mm-hmm. We just won that 4-2. Shout out Dodgers, one game away. Come on, let's get it done.
I'm gonna get this shit off my screen.
Get it done, son.
You know, I rooted for you up until now. Chow! Up until now.
I just want to see a game 7, bro. That's all I gotta say, dog. Because it gets more interesting when it comes to a game 7.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you guys say. Get it done, Dodgers. Game 6, motherfuckers.
It's all right, dog. All right. Angels, whatever.
We'll see you guys on the other side.
Peace.
Cheers. Back. Sorry about the long break, guys. Those of you that are listening on the replay.
And don't mind my munching. I mean, this delicious carne seca from New Mexico that Kenny brought.
Oh, yes. Freshly imported.
It's delicious, man.
Crack, bro. It's crack.
If you haven't tried it, yeah, you got
to
get
go to New Mexico.
You got to go to New Mexico,
New Mexico, dude. If not, then get a dealer from New Mexico, dude. You need a carne seca dealer, bro.
With the Hatch green chili. It's a Hatch green chili, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, you guys start. You can actually pick that up at Walmart now. All those Hatch products are starting to get here locally. So, I highly recommend. That's my culinary suggestion for the week: is add some green chili to it. It don't matter what it is. Put it in there. Just got back from New Mexico. Actually, that's why we were off last week. Plus the bye. So, I had to fill up on the local cuisine. Shout out to my favorite restaurant, New Mexico Cocina Azul.
Hey,
probably one of my favorite restaurants ever. Got to go there every time, sometimes twice, sometimes three times.
Hey,
don't judge me.
You go as many times as you want, bro. If it's your favorite fucking restaurant, bro, who's gonna stop you?
New Mexico is so cheap, bro. I feed myself and my daughter, and we order like it all, and it's the bill is always $28. It doesn't matter. Gas is $1.79 out there. I have a good time out there in Albuquerque, man, and that's in a metro area too. That's Albuquerque. I mean, I use the term metro loosely, but man, more sirens. It's been hot this week in Gilroy.
Hey,
I don't know if you guys can hear that on the broadcast.
It's hot. It's because they know that this episode's on fire right now. Especially after that last one, after that car right there with Kane.
Yeah, I mean, I have all these notes from the game right here, but I think we've like kind of beaten the horse.
Hey, we definitely kicked that John Elway plenty of times.
That's a good one.
Caballo. Boca de caballo.
You know what? I had some stuff highlighted here. Yeah, fuck it, man. Fuck it. I was going to give props to Lawson. Lawson had a nice pass breakup. Mullen, nice pass breakup. Mullen had a pretty decent little game today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, big props, like you guys said, also to Nelson Aguilar, bro. Mm-hmm. I say it's Nelson Guadalupe Aguilar. He's still.
It's not Nelson. It's Nelson.
Nelson Guadalupe Aguilar, bro.
It's Nelson.
That's right, dude. He's definitely been stepping up a lot more, dude. So I wanted to give him props again, dude. Hell yeah.
The little drive there in the third quarter, I like that. Past Aguilar, cut off by Mike Edwards. Penalty, offsides. Carr gets another gift, another penalty. Defense holding. That was when he pump fakes, falls down. Carr goes deep to Aguilar, 44 yards.
Ew.
Get down to the 4-yard line. Quick slant to Waller, touchdown. Really like that series right there. Really like that series.
That was beautiful. Hey, man, we did some good things.
You know?
Despite all, you know, despite the outcome, despite how we're feeling about this, you said it, man. You called Carr the year MVP. And before you said it, I was thinking the same thing. Okay. Just so you guys know, we don't just make a career off of like being upset with Carr and criticizing Carr. No. Everything that we've asked for from Carr, he's done it this season.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all we wanted. Like, yeah. Yep. We just wanted Carr to do what he's doing this season, okay? Now it falls on the shoulders of other people.
Yeah.
PG, we're looking at you, dog. Mm-hmm. Okay? One real gripe I have with you after today's game, PG. You have Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady's all-time favorite fucking receiver, running free by himself without a man covering him multiple times in this game, dog. Like, I don't understand how the fuck you consider that good defense or how you would even consider such a game plan. I don't care what Gronkowski's stats have been up until now. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one guy Tom Brady's going to look for, it's Gronkowski. Mm. We've seen it. History will show it. Go ahead, look up the stats. They just tied Steve Young and fucking Jerry Rice for the most fucking, I think, like received. Yeah. Yards for second.
I'm going to be sick to my stomach right now.
For second, okay? For second in all-time receiving yards between a receiver and a quarterback, I think. How the fuck do you let that happen, dog?
All I could think today when he was running free in the secondary was all I could hear in my head was Marshawn Lynch. Gronk, you eating nachos? Oh.
I saw that fucking commercial too, bro. It made me sick too.
Hold on real quick. Shout out Jay Cali Raider. Thanks for the $4.99 donation. He says, will routes and screenplays be killing us on defense for years, bro? For years. Can't stop a screenplay. Can't run a screenplay.
Come on, man. Right? How is that? That's the one thing that has always pissed me off, bro.
For years!
For years, we've seen teams kill us on fucking screenplays, and then we try to fucking run a screenplay, and it goes to shit, bro. Like, come on.
In the backfield.
Come on, dog.
I'm so confused. We run a screenplay for 4 yards, because I'm like, don't those plays usually go for 35,000 yards? Like, we should run more of those. They seem to work all the time.
They work on us all the time. Hey.
If I was coach of the Raiders, I would only run screenplays. I'm doing Trump hand motions now. I'm doing, we would only run screenplays. They'd be the greatest.
At least that fly's not in here.
I don't know, man. I would only drill screenplays on defense. Screenplays.
Oh, man.
Leaving the goddamn screen door open again.
Hey, how's Rudy Giuliani doing this week?
Bro, tuck roll full, bro. Giuliani's the new tuck roll.
Very nice.
Another great little series right here. Again, inching closer into the game at this point. Raider Nation has hope.
Yep.
Right? Tampa blitzes. Carr falls backwards. Still finds Aguilar. Aguilar turns to run before looking the ball in. Incomplete. Could have been a great play right there.
Yeah, man.
Third and seven. Doesn't matter. Close. Carr's got time. Looking downfield, which we wanted. Definitely looking downfield. There's nothing there. Doesn't force a pass. Takes off. Picks up 8 yards. Nice run out of bounds. Yeah. Safe. First down. Carr over the middle to slanting Waller. Another 10 yards. First down. First and 10. Great call. John Gruden. Jet sweep to Ruggs. The Raiders want a jet sweep. We ran a goddamn jet sweep. We ran a play from 2020. 10 yards. First yep. down. Dumped off to Witten for 4 yards. What the fuck happened? And we go for it on fourth and one. Or no, sorry, we don't go for it on fourth and one.
Yeah.
Carl's in a good game today. Should have went for it on fourth and one right there. My opinion.
Hey, I'm not mad at that.
Everybody thought it was going to be fourth, that we were going to go for it right there.
You know what I mean?
Because honestly, that line for all the bits and pieces that we were able to pull together was actually holding it down, dude. They were able to let Carr do something, if not at least give him enough time to get the hell out of there, dude, for the little bit of time and all that he had on him, dude. Because, like I said, these guys were out of the locker room the entire week. So the dudes that filled in there were able to fucking hold it down some, and the guys just filled in right away and picked it up. So
yeah,
it is what it is as far as the O-line, but, I mean, it could have been a hell of a lot worse from what it was.
Hey, real quick, Chevy Raider brings up that the Irving signing, and he says, I really hope Irving can be the one to get some sacks. How do we feel about this pickup of David Irving, man?
Can he play right tackle, bro? That's all I give a shit about right now. I feel like you could throw Howie Long in there. We're not getting any sacks right now.
Oh, man.
So I'm not going to say shit. You know what the pieces...
If Al Davis was around, he would be trying to get Howie to come out of retirement.
He would.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about it? The pieces are already there, man.
Me too.
Irving's not going to come in here and turn this whole shit around, bro. Nice pickup. Good value. Great. Love it. Cool. Depth. Are we hanging our hats on that right now? Right. Can he play right tackle? And then next series, this is where I fucking shot my television, bro. Third and 13. Check down to Fournette, goes for 13. Wide open in the middle again. Wide, tripped over Gronk's Nacho Bowl for 13 yards, bro. That was it. 31 to 20.
How's that prevent defense, man?
He prevents you from winning.
How's that prevent defense? It's Chuck Bresnahan.
Shout out Chuck Bresnahan, bro.
Hey, shout out.
God damn it, bro.
God damn it.
Why did Chuck Bresnahan's head look like one of those fucking, like, running with the bulls fucking big clay Spanish heads, bro? Chuck Bresnahan's head. So why is Bruce Arians' head so big? I thought the shield, the face shield was like a magnifying glass. His head looked like a... He looked like a fish, bro.
But wait. Why this dude have on a fucking face shield? He had on two pairs of glasses. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
He had two frames. He had a big frame and then a small frame. And I'm like... And he's just looking at the field. And I'm like, you have special field reading glasses? Like, what's going on, man? Like, why you have two... And didn't they come up with a pair... What's the name from a different world?
Glasses, dog. Yeah,
different. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, that's what it were, dude.
Dwayne Wade from fucking a different world had the flip lenses, bro. Why don't you get you some from fucking different world, bro? Get those lenses, dog. Okay, why you have two pairs of frames? And he was like adjusting them. It's like this shit doesn't feel good right now. This is not good.
He was over.
Come
there.
Come on, man.
He was over there trying to
look it.
Trying to be Mr. Yeah, cool guy over there, dog. Trying to be like the professional.
We didn't plan this at all.
I'm going to be serious right now. I'm gonna take off my glasses for you. I'm going to be serious.
This is Bruce Arians.
What the fuck? I don't know.
Impromptu. Fuck it.
I don't normally take off my glasses. I just wanted you to know. I'm serious. Shout out to WAP. Thanks for the $20 donation in the chat. He says $20 for the ointment we need after that busted behind. Yeah, bro, I'm good, bro. But thank you. I'm going to spend that $20 on some more carne seca, bro.
There you go.
Shout out to Jay Cali Raider. You've been on fire tonight, bro. Thanks for the $2.99 in the super chat. Trent Brown needs Vaporub. Motherfucker always hurt.
It's Vaporub.
Vaporub.
It's Vaporub.
Hey, does it come in a strawberry flavor, bro?
Because he'll eat that, dog.
He'll bathe in it.
So Trent Brown beats the Raiders today 45-20.
Oh, man.
Let's go to some phone calls, man. How bad could it be?
I mean, let's see.
Transcription not available.
Oh,
I love it already.
1-9, you're on the air with the Philly Podcast. What do you got to say?
Ah, that must have been from last week. All right, so we got two phone calls. Not surprising. 360, let's do this. You know who this is.
Well, I know I'm not speaking for myself when I say that I just relived a childhood nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
A preteen childhood nightmare with that game I just watched. Kenny Che Kane, Brother Wasabi, what's up, Pillagers? This is Pete.
So, speaking of nightmares, bro, you know what the nightmare is? We got to hear about the Tuck Rule now when we play the Patriots and the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, when you texted that, dude, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. That's you are correct now.
That's a double-dipped cone of horse shit is what that is. Two scoops.
Holy shit. Well, that was pretty rough. That was pretty fucking rough. We, as a team, got outplayed by a more talented team. Tom Brady, seemingly, if you ask me, Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians had no say in those fucking calls. Tom Brady single-handedly picked us apart. Not just us, not just the defense, but Paul Gunther. What the Oh, man. I'm actually kind of proud of our squad for playing as tough as they did when they could, but boy, that got out of hand. So, for my MVP of this week, I'm going to give it to the guy I gave it to last week, Tom Cable. Damn it. Mind you, no practice, COVID, this, that, whatever. He still had a fucking game plan, as did Gruden, don't get me wrong, but Tom Cable had them boys coached up. They were still ready to fucking play. I really enjoyed watching that.
That's a good point, man.
And, you know, he deserves more credit than he gets from time to time. And for my trash can, it's not trying to run Josh Jacobs when we really had no fucking business running Josh Jacobs. It's not Nelson Aguilar for letting two blatant passes that could have helped us win out of his hands. But this is going to sound cliche, but Paul Gunther, you got to fucking go. Get him out. That's it. Fuck this. I have no idea what we're paying Rob Marinelli for either way. Anyway, you know, like, so Gruden can hire another Paisalam that he loves from back in the day or what, but I don't see where this money's going that we made switches up for defense, man. Corey Littleton played a good game. Trayvon Mullen had a good game, but Nevin Lawson getting picked on the way he fucking did, you should make a fucking adjustment somehow, some way.
Yep.
By the way, come out, y'all. This shit was stressful. I'm going to crack like 19 cellos after this.
Yes. I'll
wake up tomorrow and be fucking hungover. I don't care.
Yes.
Later, y'all.
Late. Good call, Pete.
That's how you do it.
That's people. How you do it.
That's how you do it. That's how you do a phone call, and that's how you conclude a phone call with 19 chelas.
And yep. Pete calls in, win or lose, same energy.
That's it.
Same fire.
That's right.
The score could have been reversed today. Pete would have called in with fucking mad.
Yep.
Hey, Pete's still making that run for Mr. Nasty time, though.
Hey, man. Pete. He gets it done, and no challengers, bro. Like we haven't had very many challengers to Pete. So,
and he always calls it up me. Here. And he always calls me Brother Wasabi, like I'm like a monk or something, dude. So I like that.
You know, Pete is the only guy that could be happy and mad at the same time, like happy and still yelling at you. And I love that energy. He reminds me of like my lady's dad, because when he texts her, it's always in all caps, always. He'll be like, abrazos!
He just wants to emphasize how he feels, bro.
Abrazos!
He's not yelling at you, bro.
Like, okay. That's a bear hug right there, though.
I love you! We're having carne asada today! Come over!
All right, let's go to the 760.
What's up, guys? Kenny. Hey, Bobby. Jesus Christ, that was horrible.
Yeah, man.
First half wasn't that bad. The second half, oh, God, that was like, oof, we got blown out like a chick in a porn film. That was just fucking horrible. Swap.
accurate. Defense
couldn't stop accurate. Fucking nothing. Couldn't even hold anything back. Stupid penalties. Oh. Offensive line was like, And then, of course, he gets bullshit-ass calls all fucking day long. It's a story of just Raiders history. Every game. Don't get it, man. Trent Brown, kick fucking rocks, man. I'm just so fucking sick of this shit. Play great, and then get fucking raped. It was just horrible. Like, Tom Brady. Ah, fuck, man. Just horrible play all around. Just, ugh. And then Derek Carr gets hit in the nuts. Ugh, God. You know, just stop. So sick of it, man. Just come back. I mean, 3-3 is not that bad, but fuck, man. To get blown out like that?
Yeah, man.
Ugh. You know? Just damn. Not happy. Wasn't good. It was ugly. Oh, well. Walk out. You guys have a good one. I'm going to drink my sorrows away. Peace.
As we all should. Wop.
There you go. Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Wop and Pete, two different energies. Both spot on. We had two calls. I think they said enough. I think we only needed those two calls.
That sums up accurate. Everything, those two calls right there.
Right? Dude.
And it's been a minute.
That's how I feel.
From Wop as well.
Yeah. Jay Callie wants to know if he's worthy of a nestie. You know what? You wouldn't have to ask if you were.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. We got to come up with something for the chat this year.
You know what? There's got to be a chat nasty, bro.
There's got to be a chat nasty, bro.
Yeah. We got to come up with a cooler name than the chat nasty.
Yeah. Nasty text. Nasty chat.
Mr. Nasty Fingers.
That's it.
That just sounds like it sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, that's like, why it's the right name, bro.
Like you better wash your hands before you shake my hand.
Mr. Nasty Fingers.
We got Bob over here. We got Bob the dog over here.
Yeah.
He's not on cam, but he's rooting around. He's looking for some more beef jerky.
He's looking for that kind of Sega, bro. Hey,
Bobby boy knows that the hatch.
He knows about chili. That hatch chili, bro. He has no problems. He's like, give me some more. He's like Busta Rhymes over. Give me some more.
Give me some more. Gotta say it. Gotta say it. The reign of Bob Hope has come to an end.
Oh, man.
Mr. Wasabi, the only one that had us winning this week. Hey. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I had us losing this game, like I said. You know, Tampa Bay Bucks look like a team going into the season that we could compete with, that we're going to beat.
Yep.
But it's Tom Brady, and I felt like the curse still has some lingering side effects.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? That curse came in the form of the whole fucking coronavirus, though. and the whole goddamn shoe shopping spree over
that
there.
That coronavirus, bro.
Hey. It was over with at that point, dog.
Hey, you know what?
I did not see that one.
You know what? Hold on, because we said something. We said we were going to revisit our takes, bro. We were going to revisit those after the bye.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, you know, we didn't have a show last week for obvious reasons. You went to see your little girl, man, and I'm happy that you got to see your little girl. That was awesome.
Hell yeah.
That was awesome. I was super, super happy through the moon for you, brother. And we had a bye for obvious, you know. So I'm kind of interested in doing that. Now, obviously, we didn't foresee, as Bobby was telling you, about the Corona virus, you know, the Cabrona virus. We didn't foresee that coming into effect for this game. But honestly, if you would have told me we would have been at 100% going into this game, I would have switched my take. I would have been with you, Bobby.
Oh yeah, of course.
I would have said, you know what, we can fuck Tom Brady. We can get this motherfucker.
It's that chip, bro.
Yeah.
We've had that chip on our shoulder forever.
And you know what? I made that comment, and I made that comment about Derek Carr. Okay. And I made that comment about Derek Carr because of all the talk about Tom Brady possibly coming over to the Raiders, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the offseason.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people that got upset with us. I think one of them was in the chat today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maimon.
Pendejo.
Mamon.
Yeah. But there was a lot of people that were upset that we made the comments about the possibility of Tom Brady. Can you imagine that? Somebody getting upset that we just said there's possibility that the Raiders might sign this guy. And someone got frustrated by that. Like, no, you didn't say that.
Bro.
Where's my Cheerios? No. Okay, so I was saying
That guy's got problems. Like, like he expects me to come over and tuck his rubber sheets in at night. I'm not going to do that for you.
Yeah, no.
Mr. P-Pants.
We don't do that, bro.
Anyway,
we don't do that. But listen. Listen, Tom Brady, there was a lot of speculation that the Raiders were interested in all that kind of stuff. And we were honest, bro. Like, we weren't being haters and we weren't being unloyal fans at all. We were honest that there was a real fucking reasonable, fact that they would be interested in a guy who wouldn't be interested in a fucking guy that's won the Super Bowl as many times as this dude has. Come on now. Be realistic, people. Okay. There's a reality in that. You want winners.
Yeah.
Okay? You want winners. You always want to add winners. Look, I didn't like when fucking Jerry Rice came to the Raiders, okay?
Wow.
I didn't like that shit.
Okay? That shit was wag, though.
And I'm still uncomfortable talking about Jerry Rice as a Raider, okay?
Bro.
But listen, when he came over and he performed for us, I was like, okay.
When you saw him in cornrows, you were like,
I was like, he's trying to go hard. Even though the cornrow started in the middle of his head.
Five head, dog.
I was like, I see you, Jerry Rice. I see you. You're trying. You went downtown Oakland and you like, yo, I feel you guys. I feel like these are my people. You know? Went to a local fucking, local black barber or local black lady to do your hair. She rolled your little curls up. She said, you know, we're going to help you out. We're going to make you look like you're fucking 25 years old.
No, those rolls were tight, bro. They had his eyebrows peeled back. Like, he looked surprised, bro.
He looked like a chola, bro. Yeah. I thought he was from LA for a minute.
The hairdressers had Jerry Rice tight from half his head back. It was legit. Those were cornrows from right here. La mitad.
That was that LeBron look, bro.
Those were the baby cornrows, like the baby corn you get in your salad.
Except he needed to follow. He needed to follow LeBron's lead with the fucking extra thick fucking headband. The fucking 10-inch headband.
Yeah, say what you want. He never spray painted his hair back.
He didn't. I respect that. I respect that, Jerry Rice. Now Jerry Rice shaved that whole shit off. He realized.
Like he should have done.
I'm supposed to be bald. And you would have gotten respect for that in Oakland too. Yeah. But anyways, back to my point. Okay.
Oh wait.
I had bad feelings about that motherfucker coming over and then he started to perform.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, Jerry Rice, I will make an exception as long as you help us win. And he did that. We got all the way to the Super Bowl with Jerry Rice.
Nah.
Okay? We got all the way to the Super Bowl. Mm. And then, you know, we know the end of that story. Tom Brady coming over the Raiders. We didn't like that, y'all. Okay? Listen to me real quickly.
Tom Brady with cornrows, though. Hear me out.
If Tom Brady rocked cornrows.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
That's a possibility, bro. That's like a summer over at Aruba. He was feeling himself. You know, shit. Aruba.
He went to Jamaica and came back with dreadlocks.
LA. Fuck it.
No, but so motherfuckers got upset that we said that this guy was he was on the minds of a few Raider execs.
Yeah,
that's not a fucking lie, y'all. Okay, no. I'm sorry to tell you, sorry to break it to you.
It was real,
but that's real life. Okay, the fact that he didn't sign with the Raiders doesn't have anything to do with them not being interested or considering it. It just happens to do with Tom Brady being the motherfucker that he is, you know, and he fucking went to Tampa Bay and got all his wishes granted, right? Now he got Antonio Brown signed this week and all that kind of shit, okay?
Weird.
So, listen, don't make no fucking doubts about it. Mm-hmm. It's fuck Tom Brady all day. It's all fuck day, Tom bro. Brady all day over here.
Damn, bro.
Okay? We were just telling you the truth. even though it hurts you.
Yeah, brace for impact, man. Yeah,
even though it hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Puto, that was in the chat.
You know who you are.
Lucille's in the chat.
Lucille's in the chat.
Oh, I would like to, I would like to hear Lucille's take on this.
Yeah.
I would like to hear that on, but you know, we never got to that last week. The last week that we were on.
Look, here's what we'll do. Cause circling back, here's what we'll do. We're going to try to get back on the air this Thursday to bring you back another Keys to the Game. Hey. So we got to get back on track. We were having like good luck when we were doing this. We got to get back to that, right?
That's a good take.
That is very true.
It's good luck.
That's true, bro.
We will reset our predictions.
There we go.
And we will finish off the GROAT votes. Well, we will get to the final round. We're going to make up some time this Thursday.
That's it. That GROAT vote got wild, bro.
It did get pretty wild, bro. It went sideways, bro.
It really did, like really fast, too.
Real quick, bro.
Yeah, dude. I thought Bobby Boy was driving for a minute. It went so sideways.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, man.
Yep. Oh, man. I think we've said it all. I think we said it all.
We said a lot. That's for sure.
A lot has been said.
We said a lot.
It's Trent Brown's fault.
See, that even poor Bobby Boy over here is sad, dog.
He just knocked out. He just said, fuck this.
He said, I don't need this shit, dog. He's like, I'm going to go ahead and dream about fruit roll-ups.
Bobby Boy is about to take out a fucking 12-pack of chelas, bro.
Hey, some of that dog... Dog brow, remember that?
The dog brow.
Yeah. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go downstairs. I'm clapping. I'm doing that thing.
That's how you know we're
near the end. We're done. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna go downstairs. We're gonna roll some of that sticky Iggy and some of that.
Wow.
Very nice.
Y'all stay cool. All right, that's it for this week's show. I want to thank everyone that tuned in.
That's right.
Also, I want to remind you, OneNationFanway.com, free shipping all season with the code PJ4F. Also, if there are old original Pillinger designs from DC4L custom tees that you want, that you don't see on the store anymore, it is hoodie season.
Hey,
DM DC4L. Right. He will hook you up with everything. Even the band shit, you can get that. He knows what you're talking about. Give me the band hoodie.
I got that sweater, bro.
I do, too. Hey, I got two of them.
And those motherfuckers were at the tailgate for all of y'all. They were in the box. Mm. They were sitting there waiting for y'all. Mm. We just couldn't let you know about them because the NFL was sending out FBI to our fucking tailgate.
Oh, dude.
Just telling you.
It was wild.
It was wild. But you can hit them with everything. And then you have the pillaging hats and pillaging shirts on OneNationFanWear.com. I believe there's even the pillaging champion hoodies. He rocks.
That's right.
He prints on champion hoodies. And that stuff will keep you warm and it's going to last forever.
Hell yeah, it would do, ever. Bro.
Champion lasts forever.
Shout out to the parking lot lady that walked away with two Pillaging Podcast t-shirts too.
In
exchange for a spot.
And then, hey, dude, she hooked it up with that spot every time too, dude.
Yeah. She was real fucking harsh on us the first time though.
She was, man.
You know?
She was.
But we warmed her. We warmed her up.
That's right, dude. You know? Che worked that magic.
Yeah. We gave her that good, Che, you know, hey, come on, man.
Che licked his fingers.
This is what we do.
He combed his eyebrows and he was like, hey. Come on, lady.
I do that before I leave the house.
She was doing her job. We were doing our jobs. That's all it is. But y'all, thanks for everything tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Tell you.
You know, sad show, but positive vibes at the very end here. We're laughing. We're having a good time. It's over now, y'all. It's over. We'll see y'all next week. See you on Thursday. Yeah. That's it for this week's show. Tune in every week wherever podcasts are found. Until next week, keep the wind in your sails and the rum in your mug. And pillage on, Raider Nation. This has been a production of the Crow's Nest Podcast Network. I'm Kenny Stapler. Joined as always
by your boy, Chet. Bobby Wasabi.
We out you.
Peace.
Go Raiders.